Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is People Are Talking. My name is Winter, and today we are going to be talking about finding a healthy balance. Okay, so as most of you guys know, I would just like to say hi and welcome back. I know that it's been a little while. I posted an episode last Wednesday, finally. I had it recorded, and it was just kind of sitting in the recordings for about 2 weeks. Because I kept forgetting to upload it on Wednesday, and I didn't want to go out of that schedule because I want it to be consistently every Wednesday that I'm posting. So I finally got that one up this last week, and this one obviously will be going up again on a Wednesday. I'm recording on a Sunday, so it's the days are not correct. So I just wanted to say hello. In the last podcast, I talked about kind of changing the trajectory of my podcast, maybe changing the theme, going a little bit towards true crime, maybe doing some book reviews and things like that. But I think what I've decided is that I'm just gonna host three separate podcasts. This one will be mostly based on just self-love and just how to be you know, the best version of you that you possibly can be, learning new things, etc., etc. And then I'll have, you know, I'll have a book review podcast where I'll be reading a book a week and I'll be reviewing that. And then also I want to do a true crime podcast where I will be talking about true crime. I want to do reviews on true crime novels or books. And I also want to review true crime documentaries and TV shows that I have seen or that I will watch and review, etc. So I'm hoping to get those arranged soon. Those are kind of in the making right now. I'm still, you know, thinking of names, getting that organized, and also pre-recording some of those episodes so that I can get those out there. So if you're interested, I will let you know when those come out. I will give you the title of those so that you guys can search those as well, and you can give them a listen. So that's kind of just getting us up to the present here. So today I'm going to be talking about finding a healthy balance. So, as most of you know, probably by now, or if you've listened to some previous episodes, even if you've listened to just the previous episode, because this was such a huge thing in my journey, earlier this year in January, and the end of 2019, I went through a very, very big breakup in my life. This really kicked off a very, very enlightening, inspiring journey for me, where I kind of had a spiritual awakening, and I just started seeing things a lot differently. I started really working on myself and my self-love, my self-worth, and also I started working on my mental health and just trying to be the best version of me that I possibly can be, and being really open and just doing what I can to live the life that I want to live and being remembered how I want to be remembered and doing what I think is right. So when that happened and I started going on this very long journey of, you know, mental health and self-love and self-worth and self-trust and being vulnerable and opening myself up to new experiences, putting myself in uncomfortable positions, and by that I just mean, you know, being vulnerable, being open, doing things that were kind of out of my comfort zone, I guess would probably be a better way to put that, and just pushing myself to the limits so that I could live a more open and happier life. During that time, I went kind of completely the opposite of who I used to be. So I used to be very angry and cynical and closed off. I didn't put myself out of my comfort zone. I was really kind of just like, I hate everybody. I hate the world. I'm better than everybody. I'm the best. Even though I also hated myself, it was a very, very complex situation. And then after all of that, I went straight to the opposite where I was like, I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think anyone's better than me. I think we're all equal. I want to be open. I want to be vulnerable. I want to find new friends. And I was very much just the opposite of who I was. So it kind of went, for lack of a better word, from one extreme to another extreme. And I lived in that other extreme for a very, very long time, not a very long time, but about you know, 4 or 5 months after the breakup, I'm very much in this place of giving and just overly happy and just overly meditating, just kind of, for lack of a better word, also being a doormat, because I would let people step all over me, and then I would say, well, you know, that's not personal to me, that's personal to them, and I'm gonna carry on and let them treat me this way, and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna I'm naturally a giver, but I was very, very giving, and I was like, I'm gonna bend over backwards for you, I'm gonna do whatever you need, I'm gonna put myself in maybe seriously uncomfortable situations financially or otherwise, where I was like, okay, I'll just do whatever you need, I'll do whatever you want, I'll give it to you, whatever you want, whatever you need, all the time. And so it was very, very extreme. And when I thought back, sometimes I would reflect on my life, especially if I was having one of those days where I was going back to old habits and I was going back to old ways of thinking. I would reflect on who I was versus who I am, and when I reflected on it, there was a very big divide. It was kind of like I was two separate people, or it was two separate lives, or it was just two different things completely, two different worlds. And that's how I saw it in my mind. It was a very, very big divide, where one was very hateful and cynical and not very understanding or giving, or kind, and then I had this other very big divide where it was on the other end of extremely giving, extremely understanding, extremely kind, extremely happy, extremely this, extremely that, and it was that way for a very long time, and I felt, not a very long time, like 5 months, we've already talked about this, but for me that it felt like a long time, because this has been a long journey to get where I am currently, and it, you know, the journey continues to go on and on and on. And so when I thought about it that way, and there was this huge divide, at the time I felt content. I felt like, you know what, I'm really grateful. I'm glad to leave that old person behind. I'm glad to be this new person. It's a rebirth. It's a new life. I don't ever want to look at that person again. But it was to the point where I said people were using me as a doormat and disrespecting me and maybe hurting my feelings and, maybe using me for, you know, other things because they knew that I couldn't say no. And so it just became one of those things where instead of saying, hey, you know, you hurt my feelings, and letting someone else take responsibility for what they had done, I just kept telling myself, okay, well, it's not personal to me. That person's dealing with something. I'm going to be over here taking care of myself, and they can be over there doing whatever they need to do. And just kind of making excuses for people as to why they were taking advantage or why they were hurting my feelings and why they weren't being kind. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be the bigger person over and over again. I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to be the bigger person. And this became a pattern in my life, where instead of always being the asshole that was like, hey, fuck you all the time to everybody, I was letting the assholes of the world take advantage of me, and I was being walked all over. And this was a thing, and I've been working on it still. So there, you know, like I said, the journey is everlasting. Growth is continuous. You will always be growing. You will always becoming more wise, more inspired, more encouraging. You will always continue to move forward. I think that that's probably the goal, for most people anyway. So, I haven't mentioned this yet in my podcast, but eventually my partner and I, the person that broke up with me, ended up getting back together about a month and a half ago. And it was one of those things where it was the opposite, and I was kind of just giving endlessly, but I was also fighting these old thoughts and these old habits and these old ways of life and living out of fear and having anxiety, and I had to find, I kept having to just kind of really reset myself, realign myself, and say, okay, I don't want to be back in that old place. I'm not going to go back to those old thoughts. I'm not going to go back to my old ways, and I have to keep pushing forward. But then I was forcing myself to be continuously happy all the time and let people walk over me and always be giving and always be kind and never be unhappy, never be anything but happy. There was no, I'm upset, I'm sad, I'm this, I'm that. It was, okay, I'm happy, okay, I'm happy, okay, I'm happy. And I would just push myself forward this way. Because I thought if I was any other way, it would be a sign of me being part of my old self or my old life. And I've had a lot of support throughout this entire journey. And guys, I can't express enough that support is so helpful. Don't ever feel like I have to do this on my own. And it is something you have to do internally, but you can have support from outside sources. And I had so much support from, you know, my sister-in-law, from my mother-in-law, who are very, very kind people who have gone through a lot of things in their life as well, who just kind of helped me along the way, who said, no, you have a right to be angry, or you have a right to be sad, or you have a right to stand up for yourself, and you deserve to be treated better, and this and that. But they also recognized, hey, you've come a long way, and you're a lot more open, and you're doing a lot more things, and you seem a lot more happy. And so all of those things were so helpful in me finding a healthy balance, and in my journey, and, you know, encouraging me to find a healthy balance. So all of these things were taking place, and there was a lot of internal work going on and a lot of mental battles going on where I was fighting this or I was fighting that. And then one night, about a week ago, I laid down to rest and I was thinking about my new life, my old life, who I was versus who I am. And I didn't see that divide anymore. I didn't see this huge division in who I was versus who I am. It felt like, and it was a really weird feeling, because when I finally saw it and everything felt balanced, it made me feel complete. It made me feel balanced. It made me feel a certain type of way. Where I realized, hey, I can still kind of have some aspects of who I was, and maybe that, you know, a certain humor or a dark humor or a little bit of sass or this or that, combined with this new person of who I am, of being kind and generous and loving, I can do all of those things and still stand up for myself and say, hey, you know, you hurt my feelings, or hey, I don't think you treated me right, or hey, you know what, I just can't comfortably give you $800 today, or whatever it might be. And it felt amazing to see that, and then I can now walk through my life, and instead of feeling like every little thought I have is the incorrect thought, it just takes a little bit of alteration. Like, why am I really upset? Okay, I'm gonna be okay, I'm gonna walk forward. And things like that, not, well, you have to be the complete, you know, opposite of what you feel currently, which I was doing prior. So, I urge you guys to find that balance. I know that for the last, you know, 6 episodes of this podcast, I've really pushed, hey, you know, get on that spiritual journey, find who you really should be, your truest inner self, do whatever you can to see the world in a different light. And those things are really, really important. But finding a balance, at the end of the day, finding a balance between, you know, I'm sorry, but not all of us are Buddhist monks who meditate all day and live just such a selfless life. It is possible, in my eyes, to say, yeah, I've had a spiritual awakening, but also I want to live a normal life. I want to go out every once in a while and have a drink with my friends, or I want to pursue, you know, fashion or a podcast or whatever. It is possible to have that healthy balance. So I'm not saying, you know, be a complete trash bag, but I'm also saying you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be a Buddhist monk. You don't have to be one extreme or the other. You can you can find that healthy balance in between in your life, where you feel like, you know what, I'm happy, I'm living a pretty balanced life where I can still stand up for myself in a way that is, you know, not harsh or hurtful. And I urge you guys to find that place and continue growing from there, and I'll be here. I am really excited for the next episode of this podcast. I have so many ideas I've been writing down that I just want to talk about, but I've got to do research, I've got to read some books, I've got to do some knowledge checks, because we're all still growing, we're all still learning continuously every single day, and there are just some really important topics I want to talk to you guys about that I feel are very important to self-love and self-trust and self-worth and just trying to be the best person that you possibly can be in this life, and I want to share that journey with you guys. Also, I'm really sorry if there is any background noise. This is just a sidestep. I forgot to mention this in the beginning, but I did move, so the background might sound a little bit different. I live with a lot more people now. So if there is any background noise, if you hear the TV downstairs or the AC, I'm so sorry about that. I will do what I can with the equipment that I have, and hopefully in the future I can upgrade those things and we can continue talking about conversations that matter. Also, thank you so much. I had 8 views on not last podcast, but the podcast before this one. Not the podcast before this one, but the podcast before that. I'm so sorry. It's episode 5. I think it was how to attract the people you want in your life. So I had 8 views on that one. It said all of you are male listeners, so thanks so much. I guess I'm happy to hear that there are male listeners out there that, you know, do want to find a place of self-worth that they can get to, and they want to make a change in their life. Thank you so much. I hope that this episode helped you in some way, or it helps you on your journey in some way to finding a healthy balance. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.